and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A vigil at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. for two staffers shot and killed outside a Jewish museum Wednesday night. We're learning more about the 30-year-old suspect. An FBI document shows the murders were calculated. CBS's Anna Schechter.
On May 20th, we learned that he flew on a United flight from Chicago to Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., and he brought the 9mm handgun that he used in the attack with him on that flight.
The victims, Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, were planning to get engaged in Jerusalem next week. Milgram's father, Robert.
She was a peace builder. She has always, since college, she's had a very strong feeling for Israel, and she's also had a very strong desire to figure out and help to broker a peace.
Federal investigators still sifting through the burned wreckage of a small plane that crashed into a neighborhood in San Diego. At least three of the six people on board were killed, including a music executive and a former drummer for a metal band. CBS's Carter Evans is nearby.
Looks like people are going to be out of their homes for some time here. Right now, this scene is being preserved by the police department and the FAA for the NTSB to come and complete its investigation.
The Trump administration's taking another swipe at Harvard for refusing to comply with the president's demands to fall in line with his agenda. It's revoked government certification for enrolling international students. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I can't think of another situation where an administration took an action that is this aggressive against an institution of higher learning.
Foreign students make up more than a quarter of Harvard's enrollment. President Trump joined hundreds of his meme coin holders at a black tie dinner at his golf course in Virginia last night. Donald Quimby says he bought $2 million worth of Trump coin recently.
We thought this was really the best platform for us to make a splash, right? Yeah, I mean, and to make some noise.
George Washington University professor Jessica Tillipman.
Ethically, this appears to be a president that could be potentially benefiting privately from something that he's doing out in the open.
Welcome to the Travel Crush. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the airport.
The TSA expects to screen about 18 million people at checkpoints during the Memorial Day weekend. Last Sunday actually was the busiest day of the travel year so far at airports, just shy of a top 10 day.
Dow futures are up 45. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth to a woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete Schwabba, Pete Schwabba. He's a hell of a guy on the radio every night, keeping spirits high, that old Pete Schwabba. He's got a showman's smile. Tune in on the dial. He'll keep you for a while.
All right.
He starred in a movie, Godfather of Green Bay.
All right. That is welcome back.
I love it.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. That is my new theme song created by Mike Desitel. It's AI.
It's jamming.
He just did AI, and this is what he says. He says, I wrote the song for the most part, making sure to put your name in twice in a row, which makes it funny to me.
Beach Mama.
Added a few radio details. Oh, next time you guys come back, if you could acousticize that would be great.
Oh, game on.
He says,
challenge accepted.
I added a few radio details, then a skeleton outline of the movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, being sure to include the double negative detail. That's I get heckled by Tony Goldwyn's character, and I make fun of him for using a double negative. And then Mike says, I ran that through AI, and it spit out a pretty good set of lyrics. I tweaked it a little bit and then sent it to another AI source for recording. That AI retweaked my retweaking and came up with the song. The music AI allows you to choose various genres. Wow. The effort, even though it was AI. Thank you, Mike. That was really
impressed.
Fun. Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of mileage out of that. I'm going to lose a lot of listeners over the next few months because we are
it's playing the crap out of that thing. It's in my head.
I'm living rent-free in Kim's head. I love it. On Stage for Cancer is here, folks. If you missed the last segment, we're talking about they made the popcorn pick of the week, which was fun. We read some texts. Our question of the night is, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? And that was inspired by George Wendt's passing because he brought so much laughter to lives.
Norm.
And we will continue to read those texts as the show progresses. But right now we have a little while longer here with our pals on Stage for Cancer, sometimes known as Doctors in Recital, but you have this great event coming up, Serenades for Supper, and all the proceeds go to, I would assume, fighting cancer.
Yeah, so our cancer thrivers in our community that are either in the music industry, artists, or people who are small business workers, employers, this concept really arose from our knowing people who just were in that area. And when you get cancer and you have to fight cancer and you're ready to go to all your appointments, and now you realize you can't do your side gigs and you don't have that traditional backup plan of the traditional family medical leave and those kind of things. So we created this nonprofit to help those people out. And because we're musicians and we're friends with many musicians in the community, we decided to put on an event. Last year had a great result at the Winer. This year we decided to do the dinner and a show and something a little bit different but fun, and we're excited.
Chris, I love it.
Chris has a great show of a lot of variety, and everything's tied to food or drink, so it's pretty creative, and you will never see another thing like it.
It sounds like an extravaganza, and I don't use that word lightly, but it's for more information, go to onstage, the number 4, cancer, onstage4cancer.org. Ticket packages, dinner, drinks, silent auction, live auction, July 31st. It sounds like a phenomenal. And if you like what these guys do in here when they come on the show, and how great they sound. There's just more of that at this event, and it's a steal as far as I'm concerned. And it goes to a good cause, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want broasted chicken? I mean,
sign me up.
Right?
$62.50 for broasted chicken. Where do I sign?
And one-of-a-kind entertainment.
We love you too, vegetarians.
We do.
I'm sure there'll be a salad there somewhere.
We do.
Can you guys sing something else for us? I love when you guys sing.
Sure.
Slow it down and get schmaltzy.
A little romance.
A little slow dance music.
These two are going to get romantic.
Oh, sweet.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Conrad, start the camera.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart without saying a word. You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud, but when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Oh, I like that little, that was a very nice song. What is that song? Who's
it's old.
Is it?
I don't know who originally did it. Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Oh, that totally sounds like Alison Krauss. Wow,
but
that's
I don't
great.
Know. Let's ask Mr. Google who originally
Do you guys, like, what do you get really excited to play at an event like this? Or even coming into a show like this? What kind, do you have a specific music that really gets you excited to sing?
I like singing with the band. Which is why it's so exciting that the Power Tool Horns are joining us, because then I get to sing 9 to 5 with them, and it's way fun. It's so much fun to have like horns blasting, like bam.
You sent me videos of you singing "Mamma Mia," and it was so
the
Mamma fun.
Mamma Mia, that was fun.
That was great.
That was fun because it was these, you know, fancy piano players playing Mamma Mia on the piano. And then I come out wearing my ridiculous polyester outfit.
It was fantastic.
Oh, you had a blast with it, though. You totally got into it.
Yeah, that was actually really fun.
Yeah. So, all right. So this is the kind of stuff they can hear there. And some uptime. You're going to do Margaritaville at the event on the 31st. Okay. And when can people start getting tickets for Doctors and Recital? Does that just sell out more and more every year? Or do you get more more people every year?
Yeah. So Doctors and Recital is my other nonprofit hat.
Yeah.
And they, our show is in January, which is why the two are very separate, so I can still do them both. So the end of January is our show. We usually start selling tickets in October, but because all of our tickets are on sale through the Widener, it's basically when they tell us we can turn them on. So we'll probably start selling tickets September, October.
This is at the Riverside Ballroom.
This is at the Riverside Ballroom.
That'll be really fun.
We're very excited
about
it.
What is the capacity there? Is it?
Well, our seated tables, we're going to have just over 250. And we're going to have live stream, so people can also stream for, you don't get the chicken, you don't get the live ambiance and the live painting and all the fun stuff. But we'll have lots of ways for people to continue to enjoy our events.
So, yeah, you can make a hot pocket at home and just watch it.
You could sit on your couch and fall asleep with your wife.
That's true. But you won't have the opportunity to participate in the wine pull.
No wine pull.
You can't buy the painting.
Mm-hmm. I know. Sounds like a great event. Check it out, folks. Onstageforcancer.org. It's onstage, the number 4, cancer.org. Can we get one more song out of you guys before we move on here? What do you got for us?
Little James Taylor.
Try a little James?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you guys. I've never played a bad song.
When
in
you
this
say
show,
nothing so. At all, Keith Whitley.
Keith Whitley.
That's the song.
That's who originally released it.
He's an old.
Oh yeah,
he's like an '80s country singer.
I remember that name. Sure.
I would never.
Beautiful
have
song.
In 1988, and then Alison Krauss and Union Station covered it 6 years later as a tribute to him on a tribute album.
I love it. If we just play too, if we run out of time, we'll just let them play us out, right? We'll come back and read some texts. And thank you guys for being here. And if you finish before the break, that's fine too. We can talk more. And but it's On Stage for Cancer, Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piat. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. Silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Going to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something warm and kind. And hey, baby, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? Going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Now, dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call me. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. Signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm going. Going to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing round me. Still I'm on the dark side of the moon.
seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a Thursday night edition of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. And, it's not like a phenomenon, I would say, but I love days when it gets warmer as the day goes on, or even at night. Like, I was out with my daughter last night just hitting some stores when I got back to Marinette, and it was, like, warmer at night than it was during the day. It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, you know, it kind of felt like that today a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a little chilly.
Well,
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and jeans, totally. And it's May. Like, that's usually when I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just a sign of hopefully good weekend weather. What celebrity passing would make you the most sad? That is our question of the night here at Nightlight. Let's get through some text. We're a little bit behind. On social media, Monica Hale says, Trevor Noah, because he had a challenging upbringing and has endured a lot, but has used his fame to call attention to the struggles of those less fortunate and to advocate for human rights. And he does it all while being funny. I have to be honest, I don't know much about Trevor Noah. I kind of like, I watched The Daily Show when it started, like back when Craig Kilborn hosted it. And then Jon Stewart for a while. And then it's still a good show. I just don't, sometimes you just get sick of something. Even though it's funny, well-written. And Trevor Noah was great too. It was one of those things where Stewart was kind of a hard host to replace because he has such avid fans. But Trevor Noah stepped in and by all accounts was excellent. Thank you, Monica. Who was yours again, Conrad?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, that's right. And mine was Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Annie from Watertown. Oh, Annie is not happy with us tonight. She says, Pete Schwabe. Capital OMG. What a horrid question.
Well,
it's a little morbid. Kind of, but yeah. we're celebrating their lives by saying we don't want them to pass away, Annie. We'd be sad. So you see how I backed into that and made that a positive? Annie says, really bad question. This is a separate text. Really bad question of the day, even if not a funeral day. I don't know if I understand that part.
Maybe.
She does not like the question.
She does not like the question.
And you know what?
Question.
They can't all be winners. We can't bat 1,000, Annie, but it's still nice to hear from you either way. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete and Conrad. The celebrity passing that would make me sad is Ringo Starr. Yeah. Well, there's two Beatles left, actually. But Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, that would leave one Beatle. And they're not going to be around forever. I think both those guys are in their 80s. So, but a great one. Thank you, Anna. Jim from Stoughton says, Bill Murray. Yeah. Such a funny dude. Loved him in Meatballs. Loved him in Meatballs. Jim, he's great in everything. Even when he's more of a serious, even if the role is more serious. Bill Murray is just a phenomenal actor. And he's funny even when he's not trying to be, because he's such a good actor. He brings humor to roles that are more serious because he's Bill Murray. Lost in Translation. He was great. I mean, he's really good in everything, but that's one that, to me, took him to another level. Susan, Terry from, where is Terry? Is that her last name or is that the town? That's her last name, correct? Well, either way, Terry is texting us.
Yes.
T-E-R-I. She spells it like Terry Barr.
Terry Ryan.
Terry Ryan. There is a Terry Ryan, a famous Terry Ryan, too. She says Carol Burnett, another great one. And Carol Burnett is getting up there, too. She's no spring chicken. So I don't want, now I'm making it worse. I'm saying, oh, she's really getting up there. You're going to be sad very soon. I don't mean to say that. But Terry is in the 414, and she says Carol Burnett. Thank you, Terry. She's listening on WAUK. A fine outfit. Jameson from Pennsylvania, he's in the 814. He says, has to be Anthony Hopkins, and musically, Billy Joel. Second Billy Joel, Rich LoCascio, said Billy Joel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sad one. But nobody's really going younger here. I mean, older people are more likely to pass away, but I'm just saying. Ed from Madison says Mel Brooks. Wait a minute. This is terrible, but I think Mel Brooks already passed away. I'm going to the Google. No, he is 98. Wow. That's a great one. All right. Well done. I thought Mel Brooks had passed away. Thank you, Ed. Mel Brooks is a genius, comedic genius. Brian from Milwaukee. Oh, I already read that one. That was lube related. We'll steer clear of that one. Tom in West Allis says Patrick Stewart. Okay, wow. Really great variety here in these texts. Love it. Thank you, everybody, for your texts and calls. Did we ever get the phone situation figured out, Conrad?
No.
Really? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. He did play the Beaver, but is that, I think that's, that could be a detective question from a few days ago. Thank you, Tyler. This is, tomorrow is road trip day.
It is.
And we're not really going to get to do anything about road trip because that would be a fun question.
Yeah, I'm not making any road trips really this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I like a good road trip.
I hope I road trip up to Door County soon. All this talk that we've had about Door County makes me want to go there.
What was it that put you over the top? There was a film festival there recently. There's an art fair there. We had
Shane on. It's not about any of the events or anything. It's just getting up there, enjoying the scenery, exploring something I didn't see last time.
Got you thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. I love it. I have not been there. We usually, for a while, we were going in the spring. Because, like, all of our spring breaks didn't align, so one year we went to Florida, but, like, Door County's so cheap in the spring.
Yeah.
And we would go there. It's phenomenal.
You just drive, you know? It's not that far away.
Yeah. Close beauty. All right. My thanks to Cure for Cancer, also known as Doctors in Recital, after a very short news break here, where Civic Media's news team will keep you informed. We are coming back with Milwaukee-based director, producer, cinematographer, and professor Tate Bunker. He has done some great work, and we're going to talk about it next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. City
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The 30-year-old accused of shooting and killing two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington is now facing murder charges. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Investigators do not believe that the specific victims were targeted, but rather anyone who was at that Jewish museum was potentially a target.
A top music executive and two staffers among the dead in a plane crash in San Diego that set homes and cars on fire.
We ran outside and saw just sparks flying up and tried to make sure everybody was okay. It was very, very scary.
The government's banning Harvard from enrolling international students. Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky.
This is an effort by the Trump administration, like other authoritarian rulers, to try to intimidate colleges and universities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On Nightlight, we have a show put together. It is an original show. It will not be live. I had to take a night off for to attend some friend stuff, which my weekend will be a little longer, so I'm excited about that. I'll see some friends and family this weekend, which will be fun, but we do have a show. We won't be live, so there will be no question of the night, but we've got a lot of fun stuff happening. Emerson Lehman will be here from WBAY. He is one of the morning anchors there. Always fun when Emerson comes in. Director Michael Collins will be on the show talking about his film Almost Sunrise, which is my classic movie pick of the week, just in time for Memorial Day. And then the latest member of the WGBW Civic Media team, Eliza Cusson, will be here. And it's still a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, co-host of Max Inc. Radio, will be here bringing new, most excellent tunes and great conversation. That's all coming up tomorrow night on Nightlight. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We do have some show left and a great guest. I'm very excited to have this gentleman on the show. He's an extremely talented cinematographer, director, producer. He's Milwaukee-based. He also teaches film at UWM, unless something happened since we last spoke. I hope he still has that gig. But he joins us now over the stream here on Nightlight. Tate Bunker. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Pete?
Good. How are you? Doing?
Good. You can hear me?
I can hear you fine. You sound great.
Great.
You look great. You look like an actor, and that's you got that going for you, even though you're behind the camera.
I appreciate it.
You got it. So I haven't spoken with you in a while. I know I've interviewed you, I think, on PBS and maybe on the radio. I don't know if I've interviewed you on the radio, but you made this great film called The Field, and we talked about that on PBS. I just was curious. It's been a few years. What happened with that? And can people see that anywhere? It was such a good film.
Oh, yeah. No, you can still see it. Still streaming. It did a big North American run. but currently it's doing its international run. And it's done really well. It's been dubbed in various languages. It's kind of fun to see it in German. But you can still see it. And, you can find it online. So it's just The Field. 2019, but it's still running its course. And also one thing to thank you for that show is how much it got picked up or syndicated on various other PBS shows. That was really kind of a great way to great thing for the film. So I really thank you for that, Pete.
Please, you were a great guest, and it's a great movie. So happy to do it. And I would love to see more independent films made in Wisconsin. I think there are those of us that make them here because we love the state and we live here or whatever, but it would be great if the incentives came back and we encouraged even more of this. But I feel, Tate, like it has to start young. Like, you've got a young child, I've got kids, you've got to work that culture into them young. And I would love to see us become more of a state like that. So it's just a no-brainer that we have incentives and encourage other artists to come here, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're making the push now, and I've in the past, like maybe about 10 years ago, worked with a lot of people, even with the Zucker brothers in a way, to try to kind of push another push then. And eventually nothing happened. So I feel like the people who are doing it now, they really have a really good chance, and they've done the best work so far.
I hope so. So I got off on a tangent there. I want to keep the focus on The Field because you cast Veronica Cartwright. Yeah. All right, so you're a director, you're well-respected, you're great at your craft, but it still must have been a little bit, not intimidating, but what were you thinking going into that film with this woman who has been in The Birds and Alien and, I think she's the last shot of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? When Donald Sutherland, So what was that like?
It was amazing. Like, I always keep thinking about that famous shot in the original Alien, where the thing comes out of the stomach.
Yeah.
It's the very next shot is her face, like with the blood splattered on it. And she's just so good at kind of screaming and like even, spitting up the cherry pits and witches of Eastwick. And so she's just amazing. So I was just really excited and happy. But we had a lot of conversations prior on the phone, and she was coming back from New York and was like, why should I go all the way back to L.A.? And then come right back to Wisconsin. So I'll just come early. And so she was, you know, great on the phone and willing to accommodate. And so I felt like, oh, I got really lucky. Not, you know, not only like really a legend, but also someone who I felt like I could really work with and we could really collaborate.
Yeah. Was she hard to get the script to, or was she hard to find and get her to commit to the project?
No, I had for my previous film. Sorry about that. My previous film, I had met a casting agent through the distributor of Tri-Coast Pictures. And so I'd gone out to L.A. and kind of spent time with her. Actually trying to do another film that I wanted to do. It was more of a political narrative, but it was just too big. And I'm a low budget filmmaker. And so I had to put it aside, but it'd been a while. I'd spent so much time trying to find money that I was like, I need to make a movie. And so I just, with what funds I had, or I'd already kind of was gearing up. So I shifted to this other film, which was The Field. So,
it's a great film. You got a great cast. Your wife, Kara, is a great actor. Kara Mulrooney, she's in it. She's like, I almost want to equate her to a young Veronica Cartwright in the sense that she had a great scream, too, during the film. Some great, some scary moments in it. And let's talk about, Tate, like you talked about how you like to make independent films. What's the minimum? I mean, have some fun with this. What's the minimum amount you can raise to make a film that looks halfway decent? Like, you're a schooled guy, you know what you're doing. You've shot, you've directed. So it's probably different for a guy like you, but like if someone came to you and said, I want to make a movie, how much do I need?
Yeah. So if you're just like saying, hey, I wrote this script and I just want to direct it and I need to hire the crew and put it all together. I would say like minimum, like bare minimum would be $250,000. If you wanted it to at least try to get, you know, some name in there, and to have a real production value to it, which is, there's so many movies made today. Like, you know, unless, you know, you're doing something different, right? Like you think of like 100 Beavers or something like that, which, you know, that's a different process. That's really worked out and it's been very successful. So, but you know, those are, you know, kind of unique films. So, but the industry is pretty much expects you to keep a certain production value.
Absolutely. What kind of movies do you like, Tate? Do you watch with a critical eye? Can you enjoy a studio film to watch, or do you prefer independent films?
Oh, I like independent films. I don't watch any of the kind of Marvel kind of stuff. I think of those as kind of fast food, which can be fun,
right?
You know, but I'd like to get a nice, good gourmet film, my girls are now of age where I feel like I'm starting to actually watch movies again. So there's a good window there I haven't watched. So I have a lot of catching up to do, and it's been really nice. So I would say I'm a little bit behind the times right now.
My guest is Tate Bunker. He is a Milwaukee-based producer, director, cinematographer, and he is also a professor of film at UWM and a very talented guy. So, Tate, I want to ask you, what is your first love? Is it cinematography, or is it directing, or is it something else?
I'm a filmmaker, and I kind of, in a way, like you asked, if someone like has a budget and doesn't know that where I can make that film, I can take $250,000, I can make it look like $1 million, because I'm a different type of filmmaker where my background is experimental film, and so I do everything. I kind of write it, produce it. I don't want to produce it, but I sometimes have to. But directing and shooting is really where I'm at. But when I started, I just really wanted to make a movie. I had a story that I really wanted to tell, and I didn't know anybody. And so I it was like out in kind of the woods in Florida at the time. And I was like, oh, I found this Super 8 camera and started making films in high school. My friends thought it was really silly, but I only shot it Super 8 because no one else was going to film it. And so I kept filming it. And then when I finally got to go to film school, people kept asking me, Hey, will you shoot my film? And then I ended up shooting features. And I loved doing it, but I just didn't think like, I was more focused on making a movie. And so I don't know if that's the director. But as I kept going, I realized that, like, really at my heart, I'm a visual artist. And so being a cinematographer and making the image making of the movie, visual storytelling is really, really important to me. And so that's why I felt like the field would be, it's like a kind of a paranormal love story, but it's unique. It's different. It's like really pretty. Yeah. It's really lovely to look at, which is kind of unique for a scary sort of movie, but it's, there is some scares in there, but I just love, in a lot of my films, I just like making people feel a bit uncomfortable, a little edgy and not knowing what to do or expect. But all my films have a kind of art house sort of effect because I come from that experimental background. Yeah. And I teach in an experimental film school. But my newest film that I'm currently in post-production is actually a real change. I just felt like I had to kind of, or wanting to kind of reinvent myself. And so I'm working on a documentary, a feature-length documentary.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I'm excited to see that. Do you have influences, like when it comes to, and I'm asking you about cinematography, just because the field, you said it looked pretty, it did look gorgeous. I think you shot it in Manitowoc, in the Manitowoc area on this great farm, and it just looks stunning. Do you have cinematography influences?
Yeah, I mean, I have a ton of influences. I would say the biggest influence for me would be that kind of new wave period that hit all the globe. With the faster film speeds and smaller cameras. And so that period to me is really exciting. But as much as I love tons of filmmakers, I always come back. I'm at my heart. I'm Stanley Kubrick is my largest influence. I can't seem to escape him in any way. And just how powerful, like, every image he has and how well it's constructed. Also, I'm a big fan of Tarkovsky. Andrei Tarkovsky. And so watching his films are very visual and kind of, when I watch a movie, it's just those kind of old foreign films are the ones that, Kurosawa, like watching those films were the ones that made me like, oh, I want to make movies. And I immediately was always wanting, I mean, my first couple of films that were obviously like these narratives that was influenced by Hollywood, but eventually I was like, I like these really weirder forms of expression, but all my films are narrative and commercial.
Yeah. We have about a minute left, Tate. What's your favorite Kubrick film? Did you like Eyes Wide Shut?
No, I did, but there's parts of it that just felt like it wasn't finished. Like his movies, he makes huge decisions at the last second. Like he cut all the narration out of 2001, Space Odyssey. Mm. So that, that kind of moment didn't get to happen. And I feel, it felt like, it just didn't feel like 100% his, but definitely there's scenes and moments that are like without a doubt Kubrick.
Yeah. Listen, buddy, this was fun. I'd love to have you come back on another time. I had all these questions about UWM too, but maybe next time you could come on and talk about what that film school is like and we can get a plug in for that because I think, but keep up the great work. I can't wait to see what you do next and let's talk soon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Peach, for having me on.
Anytime. That's Tate Bunker. Check out The Field, folks. Go on Roku and just, you can stream it. He also made another film called Little Red, which is very creepy. And Mark Metcalf from Animal House is in both of those films, and he is also a Milwaukee actor. And my pal Mark Borchardt is in The Field, and Mark is a terrific guy, too. So Milwaukee strong, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to come right back and close this thing down. We've got a couple texts we've got to read, and then, we got a song to close the show that just makes me feel great. That's coming up. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's
not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe, your host for this evening's broadcast, which is dwindling, winding down. My weekend is about to start, Conrad. You are not taking a day off tomorrow. What does that mean? You just sit here and you look over here like I'm here and you pretend to produce, or what do you do?
Yeah, pretending to produce the whole time. Now, I'm actually producing Mine Own the Mayor tomorrow morning.
Oh, look at you. Todd Michaels has the day off?
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah, but
do you think Todd's earned that?
I think he's well above deserve that. Yes, he has.
Last time I talked to him, he said he hasn't taken a day off in whatever, and I was like, you gotta be joking. Like,
that's definitely a Todd line right there. Yeah.
On the stream, Dave says James Spader would be a celebrity he would see, he would hate to see pass, or it would make him sad. Yeah, that's an interesting one. He's had a great career. Susan from McFarland, who was trying to call earlier, sorry about the phones, Susan. Conrad was talking to his grandmother long distance, and we couldn't take the call. Susan says, hi, you guys. I did try to call in earlier. I would say that I agree about Bruce Springsteen, but I also would like to mention Willie Nelson. Oh, Willie Nelson. That'll be a sad passing. Susan says, because he's the last of the highwaymen, and he has done so much for the farmers with his farm aid, and it's going back 40 years. No kidding. That's a great one, too. Susan, she says, great music tonight, and I always enjoy listening to your movie picks of the week. I have learned so much from you. Wow. Thank you very much, Susan. I really do appreciate you listening. This is much more fun when there's listeners, folks. So you guys are a big part of the show. Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He sent a text message that I'm about to read on the radio. Pete, in honor of David Letterman, here is my top 10 list. Reduced to 6 because of time constraints. Celebrities I would miss and make me sad if they died tomorrow. Drum roll, please. Conrad, let's do that. There we go. I didn't even have to ask. He was ready. Number six, Dick Van Dyke. He finally meets his maker at age 99, tripping over that stupid living room footstool like he did on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Number five, Bob Dylan. He's still with us. Wait, Dick Van Dyke is still with us. Right?
Yeah, no, he's
saying... Did he die? Said he finally meets his maker at age 99. I thought that meant he had... I thought maybe he had some inside info. He's a connected guy. Bob Dylan, he is still with us, but at almost 84, he's certainly knocking on heaven's door. Well done, Steady Eddie. Number four, Paul Simon. Yeah. The nearer his final destination, the more he's slip sliding away. I see what you did there, buddy. Jack Nicholson, you're damn right. God ordered the code red. One of the movies I can never turn off, by the way. Number two, James Taylor, going to Carolina one last time. Steady Eddie, his first celebrity he would miss the most if he passed away. Number one, Paul McCartney gets to the end of the long and winding road. Steady Eddie, wearing the shades emoji tonight. P.S. Tonight's question made me a little sad, Pete, and on the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Thanks, Schwabba, in all caps. So, all right, a couple of our most faithful listeners, Conrad, are coming after me about the question.
You know, I was going to say something, but...
Well, your job as a producer, buddy, is to make sure I don't make a mistake.
Well, you know, I
don't
wanted...
Don't you ever! No.
I wanted to see you crash and burn. All right.
I knew something was up. I think it's a fun question, and you're professing your love for these people by saying this stuff. I mean, we're all... No one here gets out alive, so we're all... We're celebrating these people, and I think it's great. So, great text tonight, everybody. Very, lots of fun tonight. Fun show. Thank you to the, not the doctors in recital, the cure for cancer.
On stage
for cancer. Yeah. Great stuff. They are always fun. And thank you to Tate Bunker as well. Check out The Field. You can stream it. It's a scary movie set on a farm in Wisconsin. And who do we have? Tuesday night, we've got Rob Martin. He might be in studio. Rob just texted me and said he might drive up from Milwaukee.
That's awesome.
To be here. It's fantastic. And yeah. Rob, speaking of the Godfather of Green Bay, Rob played a hitman named Chuck Martinelli in the movie who plays my characters. Well, I don't want to say anything. If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert, but Rob was great. He auditioned, and we needed kind of a heavy, and we had another guy audition who was too scary for the hitman role. I know that sounds weird, but it was a comedy, and Rob also had that kind of vibe where he kind of looked like a tough guy, but he was funnier too. And he did a phenomenal job, and he created a yacht rock band that he had to quit because of an injury, and the yacht rock band has since moved to Las Vegas. But Rob is a great singer. He's an extremely talented guy. He might be here in person Tuesday, but he'll be on either way. And our pal Rob Paravonian will be on Tuesday. That's our next live show, by the way, at 6:35 too. So that'll be a fun show too. Yeah. Monday we are off. It'll be a best of show, but please still tune in.
Well, Monday actually is a big comedian show. All your buddies.
Well
Mike
done.
Mercury, Mike Siegel, Bill Leff, and Jim Pardo.
Some good laughs on Monday. That'll be great. All right. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for your text. Have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend. Con Man, have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend. No road trips. Just chill. And we're going to close the song with one of my, the show with one of my all-time favorites. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
Ourselves. What? Think about it, you guys. What would Brian Boitano do? He'd figure out a way to rescue Terrence and Phillip before they're executed.
We can't do anything. Our mom's organization is too strong.
Well, then we'll round up all the grounded kids in town and start our own organization. An organization to help save Terrence and Phillip.
Hey, yeah, our own secret club.
I guess that could work.
We have to try. What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did two stout cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold.
When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maidens there. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
Someone say my name.
Who are
is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The man accused of gunning down two Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C., has now been charged with murder. CBS's Anna Schechter.
They are investigating it as an act of terrorism and a hate crime.
If he's convicted, the suspect could face the death penalty. Officials say at least three out of six people on board died when their small plane crashed in a San Diego neighborhood in heavy fog yesterday. CBS's Carter Evans.
We understand the plane may have clipped a power transmission line on the way down before it hit the ground here and then skidded down the street, leaking fuel and creating essentially a streak of fire.
A French court is set to make a decision today in the Kim Kardashian jewelry heist case. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
The 10 accused were given a chance to have the last word in court before the jury retired to consider a verdict. Two of the accused, whose DNA was found at the scene, apologized for their part in the crime.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of